because there'll be a new face in the Ladies European Tour next year. And what's more, she plays her golf over at Heswell Golf Club. It's Rachel Goodall, and she joins us on the programme right now. Good evening, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? First of all, many congratulations on making the main tour. I bet it's been a culmination of years of hard work. How excited are you then?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's took a long time, but I've had a really good year this year, so I'm glad to have the opportunity to go and play like all over the world, doing what I love doing.
Wow, it sounds fabulous. Now, you've been playing on the tour that's just beneath the main tour. What do you have to do then to qualify to get this card for the main tour?
You have to finish top six on the order of merit. So we have we had 15 tournaments this year all over Europe, and at the end of the year, if you're top six after all them tournaments, you get your full card onto the main tour.
You touched on it initially there, and I'm going to ask you then, how will your life change? Obviously, bigger events, playing with top players in Europe as well.
Yeah, going to a lot more countries further afield, playing with players that play also in America and over in Europe, and just bigger tournaments that are on, well, they'll be on the TV, they're on Sky Sports every week, so that's something new as well, so it's really exciting.
You're not kidding. I mean, what will your initial aim be then? Does a tour card have to be won year on year, or does it give you some breathing space here?
So, yeah, you have to keep it at the end of the year. So I've got my tour card for 2022. So if I play well enough next year, I'll keep it for the year after and so on. You have to, unless you have a win, I think you get a two-year exemption. But apart from that, you have to earn it every year.
Rachel, I mean, it's such a long journey to get to where you are now, because trying to fund a life on the road, I'm sure, isn't easy, is it? I mean, have you been able to have a caddy, for example? These things we often forget. It's not just at the very highest level of the game, is it?
No, I rarely have a caddy. I was lucky in the last two tournaments last year because they were really important. My boyfriend, he came and caddied for me, which helped a lot. But even going into next year, because there's not as much money in the women's game as what the men have, we don't have caddies as often. So I would say it's more of a luxury. But it does help when you have one. But I'm kind of used to pulling my own trolley quite a bit.
Now, look, you've been playing, like you said, on the tour below the European tour, so you'll have been busy, so you can't sit and watch the television all the time yourself and watch these players that you're going to be playing with, but surely you will know quite a few of them at the very top of the game that you now are going to, well, be teeing off with, you know, and again. So is there any players that you're most looking forward to meet and play against or with?
That's a good question. I watch a lot of the golf on the TV, so there's people that I watch every week. So I'd say maybe the Corder sisters and Lydia Ko, and just people that I've watched play. I mean, I played the British Open in 2018, and I met a lot of them then. So it'd be nice to play regularly against them.
And tell me this, because I watch golf on the TV. Yeah, I watch both the men's and the women's game. I'm right in thinking that you follow the sunshine round. Is that right?
Yes, we are really lucky, to be fair. It's rarely that we get to a tournament and the weather's awful. I've been to South Africa and places like that in the winter, and it's slightly better than the British winters, I would say.
I think so. I think we'd all agree on that one. Now, look, you play at Heswell Golf Club, and I know that everybody there must be delighted for you. How important has Heswell Golf Club been then, Rachel, in your development?
Really important. My coach, Alan Thompson, he was based there, and I've kind of grown up playing there, and the members have all been really supportive, like asking me how I'm getting on every week, and the golf club's helped me a lot over the years, so I'm very grateful for them helping, especially in the last lockdown. I think elite athletes were allowed to train and practice, I was lucky that I was able to, so I'm very grateful.
So, when did it all start for you? Can you remember when you first had a golf club in your hands?
I was four. I used to go and watch my dad, like, hit balls at a driving range. And I begged him to have a go. And eventually, he was like, okay, you can have a go. And I've not stopped ever since. Mm-hmm. I started playing for Cheshire, I think, when I was 6. So, yeah, I started really young.
Started playing for Cheshire at 6?
Yeah.
How'd that work out? You've got to tell me about this. You're playing for Cheshire at age 6. What? In what sort of competition? What were you doing?
Well, I got selected for county coaching when I was 6. And so we'd have team matches, and I started playing in those. But the problem was no golf club would let me join at the time, so I was too young. So they were letting me play for the team and go to training. And then eventually I joined the club, and I got handicapped, and that was that.
Rachel, you've got to tell me, I'm trying to pitch you now on the tee, right? I don't know whether you've got a driver or whether you've got a four iron, whatever you've got, 5 iron. You're 6 years old. How far could you hit the golf ball?
100 yards, I think.
Oh, come on.
I honestly cannot remember.
Come on, age 6. I can hear you chuckling.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but you must have been told, right, that that's what you could do. So, yeah, so, wow. Everybody must have known that you had some sort of ability right at that young age. So you've kept it going. You took it on. What is it? Practice, practice, practice? What goes on, or what's been going on?
Yeah, I practice a lot. 6 days a week and for many hours a day. Just because you have to, because everyone else does it. But I enjoy practicing, just getting better each day and just trying to improve day on day and to be the best player that I can be. But there's a lot of practice, many, many hours.
Yeah. And I'll bet now that, you know, you're an inspiration to those, you know, young girls and lads who have dreams of making it in the sport of golf. Not only over at Heswall, they see you, but as well, it is possible then. I mean, when did you think, yeah, I can do this, I can get right to the very top if I keep going? When was that?
I wanted to be a professional, I would say, from the age of 10, 11. I watched it on the TV and I was like, this is what I want to do. And then I started playing bigger tournaments and I represented England and I was like, right, yeah. And so I went to Q School when I was in 2013 to try and get my tour card, but I had to pull out. I came fourth, and you have two stages. You have a pre-qualifier and a final qualifier, and I came fourth in the pre-qualifier. And then I had to pull out a final qualifier because I had food poisoning in Morocco. So it's been a long road since then, so I'm just glad that I'm there now.
Rachel, as we know, it's about 9 sleeps to Christmas. We're in the depths of winter. So what happens to you then? What's your plans here going forward? And when do you plan to be on your first tee on the European tour?
That's a good question. The schedule is still draft schedule, but early next year, I think around February time. So my plan is now obviously to enjoy Christmas, but work on areas that I've seen last year that I wanted to improve. And just keep practicing, work in the gym quite a bit, try and get stronger. But yeah, enjoy Christmas first.
Yeah. Now listen, I'm quite sure, because there'll be people listening from Heswell Golf Club, that that's the best golf club you've ever played on. We know that while you're talking to us now. So you know where I'm getting at. What's the next best one, golf course, that you've ever played?
In Great Britain or anywhere?
Anywhere in the world.
In South Africa, I've played Fancourt, where Ernie Els is a member. That's a really good golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one. Or King's Barnes in Scotland's also really good.
Yeah. And we'll know when we watch the TV next year and we follow the ladies' European tour that you will have really made it when we see you constantly with a caddy pulling your bag around. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when I can afford to have a caddy.
Rachel, it's been great to speak to you. Many congratulations. You know, we'll be following you for sure here on BBC Radio Merseyside. Have a good Christmas, but be ready when you start that tour, will you?
I will do, yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited, so I will be.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us on the programme.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rachel Goodall then, who plays for or at Heswell Golf Club, but she'll be playing on the Ladies European Tour next year. She's got a card, and how excited, quite rightly, should she be for that? That's just about it, just beginning to wind up the programme. But remember, we have got one programme and a half for you tomorrow night.